Today, state lawmakers are set to consider whether Johns Hopkins University should establish its own private police department. As WYPR's Rachel Bay reports, the move has been met with resistance from university faculty, staff, students, alumni, and neighbors.
In explaining why the university needs its own police force, Hopkins officials point to rising crime rates near its three campuses in Baltimore. In particular, school officials say the East Baltimore campus, which houses Johns Hopkins Hospital and the medicine, nursing, and public health schools, saw a 1,000% increase in aggravated assaults. Melissa Hyatt, Johns Hopkins Vice President for Security, says the university employs about 1,000 security officers, the majority of whom are unarmed and lack the authority to make arrests.
If there's a crime that occurs on campus, they make observations and they get on the radio and articulate what they see, give a description of an individual, and then have to wait for a police officer to arrive.
The security force does include about 25 off-duty Baltimore police officers and sheriff's deputies. The school hopes to replace these with about 100 new Johns Hopkins police officers. Hyatt says one benefit to hiring police officers who are dedicated to Hopkins full-time is that they will be more familiar with the campuses and better able to respond quickly to an emergency, such as an active shooter. And she says it will be easier to ensure their officers have certain types of training.
We want to make sure that our personnel, if they encounter someone, are prepared as well as possible for that encounter, that they have the tools for de-escalation, that they're using force as a last resort.
This is the second year Hopkins has sought legislative approval for a police department. Last year, the bill didn't get past the committees. After the session ended, Hopkins held open forums and met with student groups and neighborhood associations. The school also doubled the number of lobbyists it employs in Annapolis. It now has 8. The effort has convinced some.
There were a lot of questions in the neighborhood. We are located just north of University Parkway, north of the Homewood campus. So what Hopkins does about things affects us.
Ann Perkins, a former state delegate, is co-president of the Tuscany-Canterbury Neighborhood Association. She says university officials met with the neighborhood association in the fall.
We were satisfied with all the answers that we got and also satisfied with Hopkins' explanation about why they needed a police force.
So the association voted unanimously to support it. But groups from other nearby neighborhoods, Abel and Remington, for example, are not supporting it. And the opposition is mounting. More than 100 faculty have signed an open letter opposing the creation of a Johns Hopkins police force, and a poll by the Student Government Association found that nearly 3/4 of students also oppose it. Many opponents worry the new police would engage in racial profiling, making Black staff members and even some Black students feel less safe. Lester Spence teaches political science and Africana studies at Hopkins, and he signed the open letter.
So I was talking to a group of black men, students of color, all males, last week, and none of them supported the idea of a Hopkins having their own police force because all of them have police stories.
He says the proposed police would widen the existing divide between Hopkins and the surrounding communities, a divide that many university staff members cross daily.
Most of their staff are black. Almost all of their custodial staff is black, but the campus itself is not. So you're talking about this population that comes in, they're black, they're working class, and they're automatically kind of placed in another category.
The ACLU of Maryland also opposes the bill. Senior staff attorney David Rocha says Hopkins has been misleading in how it has been selling the bill. They say it's about public safety, but Rocha says not quite.
It's about shielding Hopkins and its security force from liability for their misconduct.
He says Hopkins' 1,000 security officers already have the authority under common law to make arrests if they see someone commit a crime. And the off-duty police within that security force can carry guns. But Rocha says both Hopkins and the security officers are liable when one of their officers makes a mistake, while police are immune from that liability.
Really, what this bill is about is giving Johns Hopkins and its private security force the same kind of immunities from liability which are given to police and which have helped create a crisis in police accountability in this country.
Accountability is a major reason why Senator Mary Washington, whose district includes Hopkins Homewood campus, opposes the bill. The bill creates an accountability board made up of students, faculty, staff, and community members, but it has an advisory role. Washington wants it to have veto power. She says the Hopkins police would also have more autonomy than the police at the state's public universities.
If something was happening in the Towson University Police Force or in Morgan State University Police Force, we as the legislature could hold back funds. That would not be possible in a private police force.
Washington says she also worries that allowing the university to create this police force would set a bad precedent.
Hopkins is a private entity. No private entity has been authorized to establish its own separate police force in the state of Maryland.
If they allow this, she says, what's to stop Under Armour, Amazon, or a coalition of local businesses from trying to create their own police as well? Baltimore City's House delegation is set to take up the bill this morning, while the House Judiciary and Senate Judicial Proceedings Committees have scheduled hearings later today. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.